This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A UN spokesman says that Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply disturbed by the Israeli airstrike that destroyed a high-rise building in Gaza City, housing offices of several international media organizations and residential apartments, and is dismayed by the increasing number of civilian casualties. Earlier Saturday, an Israeli airstrike pulverized a high-rise building that housed the Associated Press, Al Jazeera, and other media. After warning that it was being targeted, Guterres singled out the death of 10 members of the same family, including children, as a result of an Israeli airstrike Friday in a refugee camp in Gaza. Meanwhile, an Israeli military official has defended the country's airstrike on the building. At a virtual briefing with reporters Saturday, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus said the Israeli military said it targeted the building because it contained assets of Hamas intelligence agencies. He said the building was used by Hamas to house the military intelligence and research. Pro-Palestinian protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other U.S. cities Saturday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes over the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people shut down traffic on a major thoroughfare in West Los Angeles as they marched 2 miles from outside the federal building to the Israeli consulate. Protesters waved signs that said Free Palestine and shouted, "Long live Intifada or Uprising." There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News.